You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm happy you joined us this hour, and if you have missed any part of today's show, I want you to take a little trip virtually by going to the computer and doing a search for sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com, where you'll find we archive every show forever. We podcast every show, every interview for a year. And we figure if you haven't downloaded it within a year to take us along with you, you're probably not going to, but you can still hear the interview by going to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites. Easy for you to say, Roger Wabbit. And you can find everything you need. And when you're over at travelers411.com, check out member photos, because that's the place where our guests upload photos of their place, their destination, their products and services, whatever it is we're talking about. If it's about travel, you're going to find it there. And I have to tell you, I am so proud. I mean, I'm bust the buttons off your best blazer proud that you, my darling listener, has such confidence in us that you include sabrams.com and travelers411.com in your searches for travel information. As a result, in 2014, we had break the bank levels of keyword searches for content on our sites related to our sponsors. I mean, so over the top that one new sponsor coming on said, I looked at your statistics and they're ridiculous. And I wasn't sure how to take that because I never spoke with this fellow before. And I said, as in ridiculous good? He said, as in ridiculous marvelous. So you did that. You did that going to our site looking for information on destinations that you're interested in, and chances are if you're interested in the place, I'm probably interested in it too, and that's the reason we had folks from the destination, the real experts. I get nervous about people who have a background in journalism or broadcasting or media of some sort, basically English majors with an interest in travel who have done a lot of traveling and stuck a badge on their chest that says, I'm a travel expert. I have a very different background. I come out of the travel industry. I've been rated one of the 100 most powerful women in travel by Travel Agent Magazine, who does such things. And I've been listed multiple times. And that's because I am a travel industry person. And it puts me in a very different place for weeding out what we ought to be talking about and focusing on. And I like to focus on those things that, and those destinations that I believe you will come back from enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you're better people because of the experience. And so, in addition to our growing by leaps and bounds in so many ways, we also want to welcome WHFS AM 1010 out of the Tampa St. Pete all the way up the west coast of Florida, all the way down the west coast of Florida, and all the way east and west across Florida and into the Gulf for being with us. And any of you know folks over at Sarasota Tourism? We love those folks. Go over and give them a big hug and kiss and tell them Stephanie Abrams said, hi, y'all. And hopefully we'll be down to see you soon. And to all our friends in the Tampa St. Pete region in the listening area of WHFS AM 1010, glad you're with us this hour. You missed any part of today's show, you can pick it up at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. Today, we have talked about impending hurricanes and storm surges, which are scary suckers. And got a lot of information from those folks at NOAA based in Miami, Florida. We went off to South Africa, had the best chat with Alan Robertson, the owner of a unique lodging establishment. They can sleep 120 people in these magnificently refurbished, redecorated, redone in the most palatial manner. Railroad cars. I thought they had 4 or 5 cars. They've got enough to sleep 120 people right beside the beach, right beside the Indian Ocean in South Africa. So if you miss that, you can catch it at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. This hour, I'm going to take you a little closer to home. And we're going to go out to the west coast of Florida, California. We're going to do that right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I am delighted to have with me Carrie Thies. Did I pronounce your name correctly, Carrie?
It's actually Thies.
Thies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that also German?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a castle, the Chateau de Grandson, and it looks like grandson, the Chateau of grandson, but it's the Chateau de Grandson, which in French would mean big sound, and it's in a town in Switzerland called Thun, spelled T-H-U-N, so I should have known better. So it's Thies, is that right?
That's correct.
Thies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Carrie is the general manager of a wonderful place in a place in a wonderful place. It's in Carmel by the Sea, California. If you have ever been there, you'll never forget that you were there. It is one of those seductively, enchantingly charming locations that make you proud that America is big enough to embrace that kind of place within our borders. Yum. It is a yummy place. And if you are headed to California, you have to make sure you make your way to Carmel at Carmel by the Sea, where you will find Hafsis House, a lodging that was founded by Carrie's grandmother, Donna Hafsis. And so it's still a family-owned and operated business, Carrie?
Absolutely. My mother, my brother, and even my son has worked at the front desk. So we're working on the fourth generation.
And you guys all work together and you still speak to each other?
That's right. It takes work sometimes, but we do it.
I might be because you're Californians, too. You guys are so nicely laid back.
Well, we live in a beautiful area, so it's easy to be laid back.
No kidding. It is gorgeous where you are. And I haven't been in Carmel in some time now, but it's one of those places that puts its brand on you and you carry it with you wherever you go from then on. And I will tell you that my son, who has driven round trip across America 4 times, so it's 8 trips across the continent, it came up with the theory and philosophy that he will be very happy to prove to you by object lesson and report. The farther west you drive, the higher the happiness quotient of the people of America. So by the time you get to California, everybody is gleeful.
I love that theory. I think it's one of the reasons for that is we don't have to endure the weather that you have to endure out at the East Coast.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. It's one of the reasons my son lives in San Francisco, and I'm never going to be able to pry him out of there because he's so in love with the weather. And so
we're very wimpy when it comes to weather out here, I will admit.
I know. And so what would be the average temperature year-round in Carmel by the Sea, California?
It's probably around 60.
Yeah, and that is perfect weather for playing tennis. It's perfect weather for golfing. It's perfect weather for walking. And if you get yourself in the right spot near a palm tree with enough shade and enough sun, it's the perfect weather for sunbathing, especially with all your sunscreen on, people. That's your first disclaimer there. But
that's right.
But it's wonderful to be in... You know, I don't know that many people are truly aware of it, but that's pretty much what the temperature is in December, January, February in Bermuda. Because Bermuda and the Bahamas, their high season is April to October. And their low season is when we're having winter, fall and winter in the Northeast and you know, that kind of weather. But it's perfect weather for golfing. And we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. Find out more about Hofstra's House and about the golfing opportunities that are nearby. So stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Ireland invites you to the Gulfibber Fiddler of a lifetime. Befuddled by Gulfibber Fiddler? I'll explain. It's what begins with a lively round of golf at Ballybunion and soon turns into an even livelier round at Belfast's Fibber McGee's, where the fiddler plays on four strings, 2 feet, and occasionally someone's shoulders. Golf, Fibber McGee's, Fiddler. Golf Fibber Fiddler. An easy word to stumble over and an Ireland easy to stumble into. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams here with you, talking with Carrie Tice. Carrie is the general manager of the Hafsis House, a lodging in Carmel by the Sea, California, a place that is an inspiration. It's the kind of place that you remember how fresh the air smells. And being embraced by the breeze and walking in sunshine and visiting so many interesting places there and in the region that surrounds Carmel. And so is there a difference between Carmel? Is there a Carmel or is it just Carmel by the Sea? Or are there two places?
That's a good question. Carmel by the Sea is the 1 square mile incorporated town that has that beautiful white sand beach that you remember. Has some nuances to our little town. For instance, we don't have numeric addresses on our houses. We have to go pick up the mail every day at the post office. We don't allow neon signs. We only have signs made out of wood. And everything outside of that 1 square mile is then Carmel. So
right.
It's more of the county property outside of Carmel by the Sea is just termed Carmel.
So
for lots of people, just keeping it, you know, short and simple, you know, instead of saying Carmel by the Sea, everybody says Carmel. So there is a distinction.
Okay. So what's the name of the town? Alpine. Alpine, New Jersey, which is in Bergen County, a very fashionable place and a place where, among others, Eddie Murphy used to live before he moved to Tenafly. They don't do numbers on houses. And they go to the post office to get their mail. And all of that is done because the people who live there don't want to get on mailing lists and don't want people to know where they live.
And I think that's one reason, yes.
Yeah, and some of them for very good reasons and some of them for not so very good reasons, but that's just how it is. And it just makes me wonder, how does an emergency service vehicle find a house that doesn't have a number on it?
Well, our firemen and our policemen have worked for us for a long time, so they know actually a lot of the people in town. They know the nuances of the streets. So sometimes what we say is it's 2 northwest of 4th on San Carlos Street. So that's the second house northwest of 4th on San Carlos Street. So we get around addresses that way.
Well, you're small enough, too. I mean, it's not like you're the size of New York City, which would be a fiasco.
Right. Exactly. And the other thing is the founders of Carmel by the Sea wanted to keep that village quality, and they wanted people to gather at the post office and talk to each other. So that's the other reason we are not pursuing numeric addresses, is to really have that small community feel.
Well, I will tell you that the town I live in, the post office will not come to where I live, because I live on what would be called a private road anywhere else in America. But in Massachusetts, those roads are referred to as unaccepted roads, because it means the town does not accept responsibility for anything having to do with that road. And why would they want to? It's a one-lane road. So you have to wait for your neighbors to pass before you can make your turn and go, because but there are only five houses on the road, so it's not like there's a traffic jam unless somebody's having a party. So there's reasons. And so for that reason, the post office does not deliver. And we have to. So you don't have the market cornered on going to the post office to get your mail. I will tell you the one discriminatory, prejudicial thing that drives me mad is that when I go to order something online, or and my billing address is the post office box, because they don't deliver to the street address, and heaven forbid you should mail something to the street address, it'll get stuck in one of the major post offices and lay there for months or years before anybody sends it back to the sender who doesn't know we never got it. But in the bottom line is that when I go to the one that stands out in my mind, I went to buy airline tickets with British Midland, BMI, who I think has been absorbed into another company because I haven't done business with them in years. I haven't really heard about them much. But I remember going online, and when it asks for your mailing address and I put in the P.O. box, it wouldn't take my order. And I had to call England to make my reservation because I couldn't do it here. So, I mean, do you find that happens to you, where you have problems or people don't want to take your P.O. box because they think you're some kind of sleaze that does, you know, trying to avoid giving them your address when you don't have an address to give?
Right. So it makes it rather difficult. The other challenge is when people call the hotel and want to put an address in their GPS to find us, and they start arguing with me by saying, what do you mean you don't have addresses? Everybody has addresses. So the other challenge is the GPS in terms of not having addresses.
I have an account with FedEx, you know, so I've got my own my own labels with my own name and address and everything. And in spite of that, every once in a while, somebody wants to FedEx me something. And they, when they go to run it through their system, they'll be told that address doesn't exist. See, the postman won't come to me, but the FedEx got, hello, Howard, are you out there? Is Howard retired? Or I think Howard retired. I don't know who my new FedEx man is. I loved Howard. He was a good man, Howard. He's the man that brings me goodies all the time. He'd come to my house, but, you know, no, if somebody was trying to send me something, they say, well, it comes up that, you know, they tell me there's no such place. I said, please, when it gets to our area of the world, when it gets to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, they'll know how to find me. Just right. Route it. Trust me. That's my address.
Trust me on this one, right?
So, but there is a certain, I mean, I understand the small town, you know, communication line that takes place at a local post office, and that feeling, especially in a state as big as California, as populated as California, just that whole mentality of Carmel by the Sea leeches over automatically to the whole experience of the visitor coming into your region.
That's right. We have a lot of visitors. You know, Carmel by the Sea is world renowned. And you're so right about it being enchanting. It has a magical quality to it and a bit of a European quality to it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. And we're going to learn more about what is in the Carmel by the Sea region, and particularly about the golfing. So all you golfers, just grab your clubs and your tees and don't grab anything else. We'll be right back.
The West Coast has the sunshine in.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. You're listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Yeah, everything's rosy down at the coast.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with us Carrie Tice. Carrie is general manager of Hofsis House in Carmel by the Sea, and it is a Bavarian-themed, wonderful place. Take a look at it because its location is amazing. Carmel by the Sea is this darling, unique town, unlike any other place you've ever been. There's nothing to compare it to. And I'm wondering if we can go back a little bit in history to Grandma Donna Hofsis, who started Hofsis House. And, you know, looking at the font that's used for Hofsis House, anyone who's ever been to Munich or Fussen, where Neuschwanstein Schloss, the castle that is truly the Disney castle, the Magic Kingdom looking castle is there in Fussen, built by King Ludwig the Mad, whose relatives, more than likely, it is believed, did him in a boating accident. He and his doctor and somebody else went out in the boat, and only two of them came back. And partly because he was spending the family fortune on building castles all over Bavaria. And this one is magnificent because it was built in the 1800s and it has central heating coming off ducts from the kitchen ovens and the kitchen chimney. And it heated all the rooms in the house, and he had running water running through the house with ducts. And the man was so ahead of his time. And the faucets that would come out, you know, that the water would come shooting out of in the sinks throughout the bathtubs and whatnot throughout the house, they're all in the shape of swans, gold-plated swans. Wow. And, yeah, it's like an amazing story there. But in any event, you've got a wonderful Bavarian feeling yes. Just looking at the font that's used in the words Hofsis House. You know, I'm just, where's the beer stein? So is there a beer hall?
We don't have a restaurant associated with our inn, but we definitely are carrying the Bavarian theme. Hofsis is a Bavarian name, and Fred Hofsis was married to my grandmother at the time. They had been to Germany seeking out his family, and they came back and were living in Carmel. They purchased these just a couple of cottages. They lived in one cottage, and they rented out the other, and this all started in 1947. And they thought that the Bavarian theme would carry itself with the European feeling of Carmel by the Sea, so they expanded in the mid-50s and grew it into a 38-room inn, each room decorated differently. We have some wonderful views looking over the ocean and the pines, looking west, so we have some wonderful sunsets from here. And it's with a lot of pride that my family still carries on the tradition.
You know, we started to talk, and the words just fell. I don't know, some closet door in my brain opened, and German words just came flying out my mouth. And so all I could think of was Haben Sie am Brauhaus. And what's the other? Haben Sie am Freizimmer. Do you know what that means?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. I'm working more on my Spanish than I am my German.
Well, those are
living in California.
Yeah, ein Hablida Bier bitte. I mean, these are expressions that you need if you're going to a German-speaking country, or maybe you don't need it so much in Hafsa's house in Carmel by the Sea, California. But haben Sie ein Freizimmer? This is an important thing if you show up in a town without a reservation. So you go to the front desk, and what you're asking is, do you have a free room? Meaning, you know, do you have, you know, do you have a room that's unoccupied, that available room? Yeah, and Frei Zimmer. Frei is free. I've been seeing Frei Zimmer. And ein hab lieda Bier bitte. That was one of the first sentences my husband learned in Germany. Yeah, a half liter of beer, please. So do you, and haben Sie ein Brauhaus? Do you have a Brauhaus? You have a beer drinking?
No, we don't. We don't have a restaurant on the premise. We serve a continental breakfast in the morning.
Nice.
That's included. But we don't have a restaurant. But we have, in Carmel by the Sea, we have 45 restaurants to choose from that are all within walking distance.
But you ought to do a beer garden. Really,
well,
should.
We thought about having
an Oktoberfest
in some sort.
Yeah, that
sorts.
Too.
So we're working on that one.
That too. And making it doing a beer garden is easy. I mean, just put out some trellises. And, you know, you're in California. You could actually grow some grapes. But if not, just get those grapes that really look like they're real, only they aren't. And string them in between so they hang down and make a... You know what else you could do? Oh, listen, I have to stick my nose in everybody's business. Did you know that? But in my heart, I am a marketeer. By the way, a top prize award-winning marketeer, for those who don't believe it. But anyway, in May, in Germany, in Bavaria, and elsewhere, there is there's a celebration of the May wine. They actually do it in August. It's the new wine. And if you go to Vienna, you have to go up to a place called Grinzing. It's up in the mountains around Vienna. It's like a 20-minute trip. And there's public transportation to get there. And when you get up there, you're going to see statues of Richard Strauss and Mozart and Beethoven. And that one of the there are several places up there. They're like going to bodegas. One of the places up there is called the Beethoven Hürrige, which I think is where Beethoven was born, but I don't keep me to that one. I don't remember what the Hürrige means anymore. But in any event, that's where we went. We went to the Beethoven Hürrige, but there are these different places, and you sit outside, and this is in August, and you drink the new wine, and they have trellises overhead with artificial as well as real grapes hanging down, and people walk around with the violins and whatnot, and they sing at you. And
that sounds like fun.
It is great fun, and it's a very authentic experience. So you could do a celebration of new wine anytime you felt like it, and then you could do Oktoberfest. And wouldn't that be an interesting way of dragging people into your wine and beer garden? Only you have to spell it like the Germans do, you know, beer garden with a T.
Yes, I've been to Bavaria and Munich and always enjoyed the beer gardens.
But it's an interesting marketing tool to bring people to come and sit in your beer garden wine festival thingy going on and have a look around and say, gee, next time we come through here, we should stay here. Or we have even local people. We have folks coming in to visit. We should put them up here.
Right.
It's just,
right.
You know, one more reason for people to get to know who you are. How many rooms do you have?
We have 37, so which is, you know, small in a lot of respects, but we're one of the larger hotels in Carmel. Most of the inns in Carmel by the Sea are about 20, 22 rooms. Okay. The largest we have is 75, so it's more of a boutique inn experience when you come to Carmel.
Okay.
And every room is decorated differently. So,
what's your favorite one?
And
do you have a favorite one?
You know, if people still need to be connected, we have Wi-Fi. Because what we found over the years is we used to be, you know, and still are a leisure destination. But now with technology, everybody can't take a vacation. They still have to be connected.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, the dog is in the kennel and the kids are with somebody and... You know, you left a business that is going to fall apart if you're not there. So sometimes you have to be available to people. It's not all bad. And when things get boring, you can always crawl into your electronic gizmo and ignore what's going on around you. But I was wondering, since all the rooms are different, do you have a favorite one?
I have a lovely king room with a fireplace, private balcony, ocean view, very spacious, and it has a little kitchenette. It's very comfortable for people. And like you mentioned, for people that want to get away and have some romance and back in their life and get reconnected, it's a lovely room to do that with.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about things, especially for a sector of my audience. We're going to talk about classic cars, antique cars, and golf right after this.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only Pabonalobby. What's a Pabonalobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing O Danny Boy with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby, Pabonalobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrilled to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Ireland invites you to the Epic Bee in Bridgeford. New to Bee in Bridgeford? Brace yourself. After a night at a Galway B&B, you head to the Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Crossing the 75-foot chasm urges you to return to solid ground, setting out to Waterford, home of the famous crystal. Careful, though. This town has a tradition of you break it, you buy it. B&B, Rope Bridge, Waterford.
Oops.
Bee in Bridgeford, only in Ireland. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Get motivated by reading the fantastic reviews of Rumors by Stephanie Abrams at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. This is the perfect season to snuggle up with a good book. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Invite your book club to read it.
Deep, 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 deep. His horn went deep.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Carrie Tice on the line with us. She's the general manager of the, for many generations, family-owned and operated Hafsis House at Carmel by the Sea, California. And it sounds like the perfect location. I mean, I know it's the perfect location. It's for so many reasons. But it's the perfect location, given especially the size of this hotel, that if a family wanted to have a reunion or a get-together, or you want to get together with alumni, friends that you haven't seen in a long time, it's the right size to be able to take the whole place over. You know, it's not too big to be able to do that. And always fun to be the only guests when it's, you know.
Right. And we also have a nice meeting room that has a fireplace and complete kitchen. So you can actually have gatherings there, that reunion you were talking about, family reunion. We actually have a family reunion package where if people come and books, you know, 5 to 10 rooms, we allow them to use the room. They can have it catered. They can make a big spaghetti dinner if they wanted to
fantastic.
One night.
Because, you know, one of the problems when you have an event at a hotel, if you want to bring in food and they have a restaurant, that's not happening.
No,
it's not happening for a lot of good reasons, but the end result is it limits you from the possibility of doing something very differently than what
right.
the hotel can offer to you. So mm-hmm. it's a nice option. But
yes.
I'm particularly interested in, for whatever the reasons, why there are many, many, many skilled, talented, and very happy women golfers, and there are very, very many women into cars. It still tends to be cars and golfing tend to be male-dominated areas. And I think there is, if you remember the old chromosomes patterns with the X's and the Y's. It's on the Y chromosome that there's this little bubble for that represents the various kinds of dominant features, and it's only on the Y chromosome that you find that bubble for cars. It's rare for it to show up on the X chromosome. So, and for whatever the reason, I know that I have listeners who would love to plan their next fun getaway at a place where there is a serious car show. And there is a very serious, for want of better terms, car show. That's right in your area. And so why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because I think there, I bet you, are you sold out yet for the period when that show happens in your region?
Yes, I'm sold out the minute people check out last year, they book for this year.
Wow.
It's the Concours d'Elegance. It used to be a couple-day car show, but now it's a week. And this year it's going to start on August 11th, and it's going to go all the way through the 16th, culminating with the Concours d'Elegance at Pebble Beach Golf and Resort, where they have this wonderful 18th fairway that's right on the ocean. They park these beautiful, I mean, beautiful antique cars. They have a contest in terms of how, who has best in show, and each car, in order to win, you have to be able to turn it on. So it's not all about looking good, but it's also about making sure the car is running properly. And two days of the year, they actually take these 2 days of the week, they take these cars, and normally getting into the Concours d'Elegance on Sunday is a $250 ticket, but they take these cars and they drive them to our neighboring towns. And in Carmel by the Sea, they're actually parked in the middle of our town on Thursday of that week. And anybody can come and look at these gorgeous cars. So they open up these cars to the public. They drive them around. They make sure that people can see them. So it's the busiest week of the year for us. It is absolutely fabulous. And it's a world-renowned event now.
We have a very special friend who lives at our house. His name is King Benjamin. King Benjamin, when we got him, was a classic car. And since that period when we got him, he became an antique car. And the only way that we could enter and participate, because he would be in his element, trust me. The reason he's called King Benjamin is that when we got him, he had his original UK license plates. And in the United Kingdom, in Britain, when they manufacture a car, they also manufacture a license plate. And that license plate stays with the car forever. I don't know if they've changed the rules since that period, but that's how the rules were. And so when we got the car, the first two letters of the license plate are KB. And so I said, well, that's because that's his name, King Benjamin. He's a Bentley. He's a Bentley S2.
Oh, wow.
And he is from the year when Rolls-Royce and Bentley made everything exactly the same. The chassis, what's under the hood, what's under the floorboards, what's inside. Everything about it is identical in the Rolls and the Bentley from 1961, the Silver Cloud, the S2. It's a Silver Cloud 2 Rolls-Royce and the Bentley S2. The only things that are different are the shape of the grille. One has Flying Lady, the other has a Flying Bee, and the letters RR or B on the hubcaps. And the only way we could come and participate in that show, which would make my husband think that he had arrived at heaven's door, would be to put Benji on a flatbed, take it out to Carmel, take it off the truck, and drive it up, because I can't imagine doing a 3,000-mile and then having to come home, a 3,000-mile road trip. I mean, it's a wonderful drive, but I'd be scared to death what could happen along the way.
Well, yeah.
Would not be a pretty picture.
All the cars do arrive on those large car transporters.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hafsa's house, Carmel by the Sea. Sounds like heaven, doesn't it? Thank you for joining me. Come back next week, everybody. Gotta fly now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.